Next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 1765, Rick and Judy Folmsby.
Yes, sir, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding this conditional use, I do have a motion for a recommendation to County Council. Before I read that, I would like to say that this application had some similarities to a previous application that had come before the commission. Another application, another site, another time, of which I supported a motion for denial. On this one, gentlemen, you'll find when I read this motion that I am leaning towards approval of it, because while I believe with the conditions set forward in it that we can keep this from being a precedent, but I was struck by the clarity, the candor, and the forthrightness of the applicant in his presentation, and that being that his request is, as he stated, to be used by family members only. And with that said, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve conditional use 1765 for Rick and Judy Folmsby for a multifamily dwelling structure of 3 units based upon the record made at the public hearing, and for the following reasons, them being the existing structure on the property contains 3 units that have been occupied mainly by family members. The proposed conditional use, with the conditions recommended, will have no significant impact upon traffic. The use, with the conditions recommended, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. And the applicants have agreed that the units can be used by family members only. Mr. Chairman, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations, them being that, first, only 3 units shall be constructed upon the property within the existing structure. The units shall only be occupied by the applicants and their family members. And in the event the real estate is sold or transferred, this conditional use shall terminate. Finally, the site plan shall be subject to approval of this Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1765, Rick and Judy Folmsby, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Abstain from voting, because I was not at
that. Carried, and let the record show that the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining. Our next